In a briefing at Interpol's Singapore office, the head of the global police body said the scale of human trafficking tied to cyber scams was unimaginable a decade ago. Jürgen Stock added that it was driven by online anonymity, inspired by new business models and accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, and that it had hit millions of victims. Cyber scam centres are often staffed with unwilling staff trafficked with the promise of legitimate jobs. Drug trafficking businesses made up to 70% of the income of criminal gangs. But increasingly, drug trafficking routes are also being used for the trafficking of people, arms, intellectual property and more. The United Nations last year said more than 100,000 people had been trafficked to online scam centres in Cambodia. In November, Myanmar returned thousands of fugitive Chinese fraud suspects to China. Patrick Falk, Singapore.